There are some audible boos coming from the crowd.
This is shocking to this crowd.
You hear cheers, you hear boos. It's part of being in sports.
We're on to Cincinnati.
Dale Arnold.
Why don't we just change the whole rules because New England got better? Cry me a river.
We're on to Cincinnati.
Rich Keefe.
Tannehill. Under pressure, going to throw it deep. Has his man open down the middle of the field for the touchdown.
Marlo. Week after week telling us how great Shanahan is.
Where would you put Lamar Jackson
this
year?
Leave John and Shime out of this because they were geniuses.
Dale and Keith, middays.
Is that true? Is that true?
Yeah. On the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
Fourth and final hour, Dale and Keith, Sports Radio WEEI. Andy Hart is in the house with us. By the way, if you're wondering, because I'm sure you are, the last time the National Football League fired an official in the middle of the season for poor performance was not that long ago. Down judge Hugo Cruz was fired in 2018.
He was a horrible down judge.
What's
hated
a down judge?
Hated that guy. Oh, who's pylon guy?
We want pylon guy. Send him back to Baltimore.
How many officiating teams are there? Is it like just enough for every game on a Sunday? Like if
everybody
plays
one extra.
One extra.
Okay. Yeah, so they can lop one off and be fine.
Jeez, lop one off. That was like the other story we talked about during the break.
No, that's a different story.
So Jerome Boger has been an NFL official since 2004, promoted to referee in 2006.
Well, all good things come
demoted from referee in 2019.
He has not worked a playoff game. The last playoff game he worked was 2013. Before that, it was 2010. So he's not getting a lot of plum playoff assignments.
You can't
anyway.
Trust a guy for six straight years in the playoffs or five straight years in the playoffs.
And he's still got a
gig. And you're still going to trot him out there? Why?
The defender was lining up over the kick, over the punter, on the snapper.
Yeah, I don't need that guy out there reffing games.
He had a couple of those yesterday, too. Just verbal screw-ups.
Yeah.
There were two penalties called on one play, I think a defensive holding. That one is with the Klein. Other.
No clue.
Holding.
What do I do with this flag? What do I do
Five
with it?
5 yards, 10 yards.
Put it in your pocket.
He actually turned to Bill at one point when Mahomes completed a ball for like 17 yards or something, but there was a penalty on the Chiefs, and he looked to Bill and he gave him the, you want to decline that? No, they just gained 17 yards. I think we'll take the penalty.
I'll have it back.
I think we'll take the 27-yard difference in field position.
Yeah, just really
bad.
He had a
tough day. And sometimes, you know, there's no shame, and you reach a position that you shouldn't be in. Hey, listen, we're all in it right now.
We've all been there.
617-779-7937. Let's get back to the calls with you guys and talk to Daniel in Rhode Island. Hey, Daniel.
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
Super.
I just want to make a comment on the booing.
Right.
As far as the booing goes, if I was there with my child and he was booing the Patriots, when we got home, he would be disciplined, not in a bad
way.
How
would you discipline him?
Switch.
Well, I'd try to simply just teach him some respect for some guys that.
How would you do that? I'm a new father. I'm curious. How would you do it?
Maybe take the remote control away from him, or maybe his Game Boy or something.
Oh. You take his Game Boy away from him?
Well, I wouldn't do anything like harmful.
Well, that's good.
Well, I don't know. Taking the Game Boy away. What if he's addicted to it?
Or just take the remote away, make him get up and change the TV.
Yeah, that's true. Exercise.
Well, most TVs, I wouldn't even know.
So you're against the booing.
They're not going to do that. They're not going to get off their seat and go change it.
Do you think there's any reason ever to boo the Patriots?
I really don't. I think it's counterproductive.
I thought they deserved
you
it. I have no
boo?
Problem. So
now, if the little kid is yelling swears,
you know, that's
obscenity,
right. Completely different.
But
completely
if he's just booing, isn't that sort of the polite way actually to show your displeasure with
yes,
the product
you're
you've
been passionate.
Served?
You should be passionate about it, right? It's not cheap to go to these games. You love these teams. You watch them all the time.
He mowed lawns all week to get
all
there.
Of that. You want to see this team play. If they are underperforming, you're allowed to boo. You can. Don't be the St. Louis Cardinals. Everything's not great. And so now
you never boo.
Yeah. Well, they've won enough. So you can never question them. You can never be upset with how they're doing. Oh, you're pretty spoiled. Huh? You're pretty spoiled. Well, this particular team, this offense has not spoiled anybody. This offense has been bad. And it wasn't just strictly the offense. I think it was you're at midfield. You have two timeouts. There's a minute to go. what are you doing? Why aren't
right.
It doesn't seem like you're really going for it here. It looks like you're kind of giving up.
I use this comparison a lot, but that kid that's growing up, if he gets straight A's on every test for like 3 straight years and then comes home with an F, dad shouldn't discipline him because, dad, I mean, I've been good for a long time.
No, yeah, remember all those other A's?
Be disrespectful
he had a lot of
for
A's.
You to try to discipline
give
me
that
now.
Game Boy, son.
That guy was interesting.
He was.
Your kind of guy.
Definitely. Never boo anybody.
No. Yep. No. You would never.
I would never take anybody's Game Boy away either. That seems crazy.
Wow.
What if he's got a good game going? You know, what if he's what level he's on?
So true, though.
He needs to think this out before he boos.
If you took the remote control away, like, what would you do? I don't even know. Do TVs even have all the buttons anymore?
No.
They have, like, up
not,
and down.
I would not know how to change the channels on my TV.
I don't
TV.
Think it could, actually.
Porked.
Especially like the cable box now.
I'd go to my phone because you have to have the app.
Cable box, you can't do anything to it.
Right, you got to
exactly.
go to your phone.
You
have
go
the
on
app.
The phone, Xfinity app, you can change the
show
channel.
Show
you, right
Dad. There you take go. The remote all you want. I got my phone, bitch.
Like,
really?
Maybe a bigger problem there.
might get you.
Yeah.
I got your remote right here.
Pat's a Walpole. Hey,
no,
Pat.
He's Italian all of a sudden.
How you doing, Pat?
Hey, guys. How we doing? This what? Booing argument is so flipping stupid.
Yes.
But anyways, I want to get into to some of the official things. And look, I mean, for me, I think it's a really simple fix for me. I just think New York has the ability to do an automatic review on a turnover or a touchdown. You should change that to an automatic review on a play that would be a turnover or a touchdown. And so in a situation like the N'Keal Harry play, it's an automatic review from New York. In a situation like a Travis Kelce play, it's an automatic review from New York. And the thing is, and I think back, you know, you think back to the start of this franchise, at the start of this dynasty when you had the Tuck rule. Well, that play happened 2 plays after the 2-minute warning. If that play happens 1 play before the 2-minute warning, the Patriots had no timeouts left. And at that time, the turnover rule didn't exist. So the game was over. The Patriots would have lost. And so they changed that rule to say, okay, well, if it's a turnover, that's a huge play. We should automatically review it. Well, it's as big of a play if it would be a turnover, and, you know, that should be an automatic review as well. Then you're not wasting your, you know, reviews on those things. And now you have your challenges for actual things that you might need, like, I don't know, a pass interference at the 5-yard line at the end of the game.
Yeah, I'm with you on the, if it's a scoring play, whether it could have been a scoring play or not, should be considered the same thing. You're going to review it anyway. If the one judge said that he was in, you're going to review it. So the one judge says he was out, but on the field he dove in. Like, why not? Why not review that? Go for it.
I will say this, and some people have, you know, correctly said that the problem here is Belichick's. If he hadn't squandered this first challenge on the pass interference on
yes.
on Kelce with his butt and the,
ill-advised.
And the spotting of the football, Belichick today on the conference call doubled down, said he thought they were right on both challenges.
Yeah, see,
I didn't realize you could challenge two things on one play, by the way.
Well, I don't even – do you have to? I thought the original thing was once you ask for
everything
a review,
is under
everything
review
within
that
play is reviewed.
That's what I thought.
I think he was a little just upset there. And the pass interference too. All of it.
Yeah,
just do it.
I think so because that's the risk that you run when there's something that is not clearly going to be overturned. You kind of have to know that the refs, they hate to be wrong. They hate
right.
to be proven wrong. And so they're only going to take a play that is so clear, like N'Keal Harry or like some of those other ones. And so, again, that's the risk. That's why they put that in there. Like, yeah, you can challenge that. But if you don't get it right, then guess
right.
what? You're not going to have your challenges because there was three other ones that would have been 100% overturned.
And I thought that was a roll of the dice challenge.
I really did, too.
Look, they never, well, almost never overturned pass interference penalties anyway.
Right.
But Matt Chatham posted the screen grab and said it was clearly he was more than a yard away from the line of scrimmage.
Well,
I'm just saying he's got the picture of it. It is pretty
obvious. No, but you can't use pictures. I learned that lesson a long time ago working for Patriots Football Weekly where every freaking week
everything
my boss,
like
Fred
something.
Kirsch, would have like 10,000 photos. Look at this photo I found of the holding call that should have.
Yeah.
Just relax. Put your stupid photos away and watch the actual video of the game.
Yeah, the photos
is that
are.
How Fred Kirsch sounds?
Similar.
Maybe. Yeah. Have you ever talked to him?
Yeah.
Photos are
okay.
worse than you in slow-mo. And I know you hate the slow-mo, but the photos are even
yeah.
worse because you could be like, oh, look at this.
Still?
This guy must have been grabbing
it wasn't
him.
Egregious.
No.
Travis Kelce goes up and kind of sits his hips a little bit. Yeah. And it creates a
he
little bit
pick,
of contract.
He did pick the guy up.
How do you know his coach doesn't teach him when you're going to run your route? You got to drop your hips a little bit. It's incidental.
It was not what he was doing.
See, I think that
he
should never, ever.
He was sticking his butt out trying to pick the guy off.
Is it a hip check?
If it had been within a yard of the line of scrimmage, fine.
Well, yeah,
have
but then it's
it.
All out the door. I think that's incidental contact should never have been called.
and the spotting of the football, and I know Wiggy kind of had this a little wrong earlier today.
No.
If they did screw up the spot of the football even after the replay.
Okay.
They kept it on the 40, and it was clearly at the 39. But you don't win the challenge unless they say, okay, we measured it, it's not a first down. Unless they changed it to, no, it's fourth down now, then you've still lost your challenge.
Right. And
even if you did get the ball moved back a yard, if it's still if they measure and they say, no, we still didn't get it.
Yeah. I didn't like the challenge at
the
time.
I didn't really either. And then you think of the time of the game, too. You're thinking there could be some other plays that pop up that you're going to want to challenge.
The way we've played this team the last year.
Right.
We might need that later. And you will, Bill.
I was going to say, and if anything, you could keep it in your pocket for the old chuck the ball down the field, pray for a pass interference.
Right.
And third, like, that might have to be your offense some game.
Where did we just see that? What game was that where they did that? They kicked the game-winning field goal. The Chargers found a way to lose.
Was it the Chargers?
What's his name? Hayward, the veteran corner. They threw the ball up, pass interference, kick a field goal.
That's
you're right.
Right.
And that's a Troy Brown staple. He said that for years.
Yeah, you should.
Any end of game, have it in your back. Throw it deep and hope they throw a flag.
And then
and now you can challenge.
Correct.
You get an extra opportunity. Even if they don't call it, you can make them try to call it. Yeah, that was an ill-advised challenge on my – and I think he generally does a good job at that. I watch a lot of other coaches, and I'm like,
now, Ernie's,
oh, that's a
Ernie's
dumb.
Pretty good at that
yeah,
stuff.
I think Ernie and Bill on that one
– didn't Freddie Kitchens have a terrible one against the Pats? I feel like there's been –
oh, they're always.
Like, yeah.
What's his name? McDermott from Buffalo
has done it
endless times against the Patriots.
Yeah.
He freaks out and just throws the stupid thing.
He struggles with that.
Mike's in Alabama. Hey, Mike.
Hey, guys. How you doing today?
Good.
Doing great.
Super.
Hey, really enjoy the show, and it's nice to live in the Deep South and listen to some rational sports talk. So appreciate you.
What are you listening to?
This is kind of a small moment in the game, but it drove me crazy. With about 10 minutes to go in the fourth, the D has a great three and out. Kansas City, I think, is on like their 23, and we bring the house and have nobody back on the punt, and it ends up being a damn 60-yard punt. We get it on the 20, where if we would have had somebody back, I think we would have caught that punt at about the 35 instead it rolled 20 yards.
It did. And that was huge.
And I know we blocked. I know we blocked a punt earlier in the game, but how many games have you seen two block punts? And how many times do you see where they bring the house that you actually result in a punt? I thought that was a kind of a desperate situation. Maybe that's the result of having no confidence in your offense that you're now going for block punts as your best offensive play.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up. I thought the same thing at the time. I was like, what are they doing? And then I'm like, well, maybe this is they say we got to get a short field.
This is
field.
Their best opportunity.
Right. Cuz whether we have the ball at the 32 or the 22, for us it doesn't really matter. We need to go after this.
And they're good at it. I mean, I know you say how many times you've seen two blocked punts in a game. How many times have I seen four blocked punts in a season?
That was
I think zero.
I believe that was when there was 10:30 left in the fourth quarter, so the Pats were down a touchdown, 4th and 5 from Kansas City 23. And it ends up being a 57-yard punt.
And it was
down to the New England 20.
It rolled a significant
15,
distance.
15, 20?
Yeah.
I don't know about 20, but it rolled.
Probably 15 yards.
Yeah.
And I know they have no return game at all to speak of.
Nothing.
They're
no.
just going to fair catch it. But there's a place where even just the fair catch probably changes
saves you at least
yards.
A first down.
And 15 yards to them is like seven plays.
Gold.
617-779-793.
That's 8 new catches.
617-779-7937 is the telephone number. We'll get right back to your calls. OMF at 2 o'clock. Bill Belichick at around 5:30. It's Dale and Keefe at Gillette on a Patriots Monday with Andy Hart, and it's time to trend.
Now back to Dale and Keefe, WEEI.
We hate to see our greats go through this. It hurt me. It hurt a lot of people
to
see what Peyton was going through. Mm. I watched Michael Jordan in Washington. It was painful because you watched an all-time great laying the ball up when he used to jump over Melvin Turpin and dunk on him. But it's happening. There are just certain things that he just can't do anymore. And you just chalk that up. Mm. He's 42. It happens to everybody. There's going to come a time, and his time is vastly approaching.
Mm.
You see it. F. Anything less higher than an F would have been uncivilized.
Mm.
The Charlie Brown theme, I think, really seals it for
me. Yeah,
that
helps.
Do you understand exactly what he just said? Because I'm not sure if I translated
he
it.
He didn't
higher
like,
than enough would have been.
He didn't like watching Michael Jordan with the Wizards.
No.
And he thinks that Tom Brady is now Michael Jordan with the Wizards, or next year will be Michael Jordan with the Wizards?
I think more next year you'd have to be. Because
yeah, not, right now he's still on the Bulls.
Yeah,
still doing Bulls things.
I unfortunately have some bad news to pass along. Our buddy Steve Buckley tweeted out a few minutes ago. Pete Frates, the greatest athlete in Boston history, has passed away, per family. What a great fighter. He will never be forgotten. He was an
That's definitely true.
Incredible fighter.
Yeah.
And you know, what he's been going through and how he's been battling as best he could. And the incredible work that he's done, the money that they raised through the Ice Bucket Challenge.
Unreal.
That really was incredible. And for something that doesn't get the attention, you know, for such a horrible disease and people are you know, that have families affected by it and everything else, it doesn't get nearly the attention. And he made everybody aware of it, right? I mean, everything that he did, that Ice Bucket Challenge thing took over for a while. That was
the biggest
things
ever. And to the point where there's like similar versions. Oh, they're trying to do it. Challenge to something else.
But that was, and again, you know, seeing it start kind of firsthand here locally and then having it expand and all of a sudden like every celebrity is doing it everywhere. It was just incredible. And just, yeah, that's just awful, sad news.
I mean, we probably had an idea that, you know.
Right, unfortunately.
It was not going to be very far in the future. Nobody knew exactly when it was going to happen. But according to our buddy Steve Buckley, the family has informed him that Pete Frates passed away earlier today. Back to the calls with you guys at 617-779-7937. Brian's in Dartmouth. Hey, Brian.
Hey, guys. How are you?
What's going on?
Tough act to follow after those
news. Yeah, sure.
I know.
For sure.
The phrase. So let me try to change the mood a little bit. I'm calling from the hometown of Andy Hart.
That's right.
Wow.
Hometown of Andy Hart. There are signs plastered all the Fonts Corner Road.
I'm sure there are.
Keep them in Brighton. I do want to change the subject.
Yeah.
Referees are horrendous. The Bills got robbed in the fourth quarter. John Brown got mugged, which would have went to the goal line. So the Bills got robbed as well, and I do want to remind Keith, the Buffalo Bills are one win away from being in the playoffs and suck it.
Whoa. That's a little aggressive for my taste there, but you're not wrong. You're not wrong. The Bills are a playoff team. That's what it looks like. And I started to change my tune finally when they went into Dallas, which Dallas isn't very good, but the fact they went into Dallas and won that game on Thanksgiving, you had to give them some credit. And
how about yesterday?
The rest of the AFC, they played the Ravens really tough. In fact, I wonder if the last 2 weeks, now the Patriots still have to get there and have to find a rematch with the Ravens again, but the last 2 weeks, what San Francisco and Buffalo, two really good defenses, what they were able to do to Lamar Jackson and that offense, obviously not shut him out, but slow him down compared to what they were doing. I wonder if the Patriots can take anything from those games and apply it to their next matchup.
Probably, and I think the
personnel-wise, the Patriots are certainly
good,
talented defensively as Buffalo is.
And you look at their offense and sort of the unique nature of it, and as you start to see trial and error elsewhere, you only got one trial and error.
Right.
You had four quarters.
That also
helps,
though.
There was more error than trial.
Hands-on, though. You had some hands-on with it.
Right.
You didn't just watch it from afar. You got to see it up close.
But then the flip side of that is he just continues to make plays. Like the play on the goal line where it's like you put a guy in position where – wait, I have Lamar Jackson, and there's a tight end slipping by. I can't win this. Like, it's over. There's no right thing.
Well,
here.
It is
it's
funny. Like, their goal line offense is so college goal line offense that you didn't think would work in the pros, where it's a legit run pass option.
Right.
Where it's like he's running, and he's about to take a step over the line, and then he, like, push passes it into the end zone. You're like, how do you really defend that? Like, we stopped the run, coach.
Right.
Sorry, we let this tight end slip behind us there.
And then the pure physical. I forgot the linebacker. One of their linebackers had him one-on-one in the backfield, and he did the broken ankles where the guy just fell down.
Yeah, good luck
But then
on
he
that.
Still has, you know, the play to Andrews. Like, he can go down the field, the tight ends.
Yeah.
They're still really good. And the playoffs, to me, you don't ever expect – some of the things the Ravens were doing, running away from teams.
Yeah.
But I would get back to, they have multiple ways to do something you have no ways to do. Make plays.
Yeah.
You know, it's that singular play in the postseason, in the late third quarter, fourth quarter, that changes the game. They have a variety of ways to change a game. Make plays offensively.
Haven't
found it.
And neither do the Bills. And not to pile on, because the last caller is celebrating the Bills. And you should. They're going to make the playoffs this year. And for them, that's a big step forward. But you're not going to win anything with Josh Allen, it doesn't seem like. I just don't think he can make any of the throws that you
I
need
don't
to make.
Either. I have a bet with Greg Dickerson we made. I would take whoever the Bills play in the playoffs and lay the points.
Yeah.
Like, I just have no faith for Josh Allen to be a playoff game winning
quarterback. It's a nice defense. I like the kid, Devin Singletary. He's a solid running back. John Brown's having a good year for him, but I don't know. I don't think they don't scare me at all. Like, good for them. They're probably going to end with what, 10 wins, probably, maybe even 11.
Yeah.
Like they might. And that's a good step forward. I just wonder how far, because we were talking before, how far can Ryan Tannehill take a team?
Right.
Further than Josh Allen, I think.
Oh, I don't know about that.
Oh, yeah.
If you could have one or the other, who would you take?
Tannehill.
Really?
Yeah.
See, I'd rather take the unknown that maybe Josh Allen is a year two of this, like, 2 or 3 year phase, and he's going to be suddenly great. Because his pure skills are silly sometimes.
Yeah, but
big,
like,
athletic, strong arm.
So he could throw bullets and he can throw it deep.
Often does, sometimes, but he doesn't need to.
Yeah, but like the accuracy part of it, like, is that something that you can ever learn?
I don't feel like you can.
Right.
It's been debated over the year.
I don't know.
Ryan Mallett used to deal with that. Can you teach accuracy?
Yeah.
Nope, you can't.
By the way, according to Chiefs coach Andy Reid, Patrick Mahomes' hand is okay. Reid says it's bruised up pretty good, but there's no break. You brought up the legitimate question. I wonder if they're going to find that there's a broken bone in there somewhere, the way he played in the second half.
And would they tell you if they did?
Yeah, probably not. Although it's funny how...
So I got to give more credit then for the Patriots' defense in the second half, right? He wasn't playing with a broken hand. It hurt. It's bruised. It's swollen. Who knows? May have been a factor, but it's not the factor.
It is funny. Like, every week I kind of laugh at how secretive the Patriots are about injuries. And people are like, see, that's how you win. That's how you can't tell anybody anything. And then coach after coach after coach on the other side goes up to the podium. This is Andy Reid's first words right out of the chute. He shows up before a question is asked. Okay, as far as injuries go, Andrew Wiley came out with a shoulder. He came back in, so that's good. Pat hurt his hand early in the game. You know, we think he's okay. Like, immediately with injury stuff.
I experienced that firsthand early on when I started working Patriots.com. I was covering the opponent. I would always go to, like, the opposing coach. And I sat down, and I think it might have been him or somebody like him.
They ripped through him.
And I was like, what the hell is going
on? They always do it.
Hey, guys, they tell you the injuries around here?
I thought you couldn't.
Boy, you guys got it easy.
Yeah,
Who couldn't do this job?
Not that much of an advantage, as it turns out.
Archie is in North Providence. Hey, Archie.
Riverdale.
Hi, how are you?
What's going on?
I'm a first caller.
Nice.
And I'm 70-something. I've been watching sports all my life.
Love it.
Baseball, basketball.
Happy birthday.
And the Pats. Thank you. And I was so disgusted with yesterday's game, with the referees' calls. They were horrible. And what they're doing is they're making the fans disgruntled. And to me, I'm almost about to quit even watching sports because they're wrecking sports. And what I recommend is these umpires and referee or whatever you want to call them who make these wrong decisions and you know it and you can see it.
Right.
If you give them a 3-day suspension, I think they'd watch the game a little bit closer. Do you hear what I mean?
You really could give up on sports?
Like football player.
What other loves do you have? How would you fill the time?
What's that?
How would you fill the time if you gave up on sports? I feel like you've spent a lot of time watching sports.
We enjoy it so much, but they're ruining it.
What do you like, Netflix?
They're wrecking sports. What I recommend is...
The Marvel Universe.
Have you seen The Mandalorian?
You got two...
It's delightful. New episode Friday.
Two thing flags you control out there. But if you know, you see on TV and all these teams, there must be 100, and they see the calls wrong.
Yeah.
Why can't they have the guys upstairs, the big wigs, say, geez, they're wrong? We got to change that.
So what they're saying is the XFL is going to be a more pure sport. That comes out in February. The refs, they think, are going to be a little bit better. Maybe not as much replay and minutia. Give that a go.
I think Archie had a lot of good things to say there.
Where was he calling from? A cafeteria?
Well, the nursing home.
There's a lot of activity there in the background. A lot going on.
How do you know it wasn't?
I don't know.
He didn't say.
You're not allowed to listen in the nursing home?
Think about that, though. He worked that. He's been watching football that long. Out.
Yes.
Is that true?
Like, yeah, he's out.
I'm trying to think what he's seen in his span as a fan. It was better back in the day because you didn't have nearly the visuals. You didn't see the mistakes. You had to listen to, like, crusty old writers write a story about the mistake, and then you probably doubted them.
There was only 25 years of NFL football without that guy. He's seen every other year.
That's true.
Pretty amazing.
But he's not going to see season 101 because he's out.
No, he's out.
Our friend Dice on Twitter wanted us to ask Archie how he thinks Eli's going to play tonight, but we left that question out, I guess.
Yeah, I don't know that we want to go there.
Not going there with him.
What else you got's coming up next? Dale and Keefe with Heart Sports Radio, WEEI.
Now back to Dale and Keefe on the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
All right, let's get to a couple of things that we missed earlier in the program.
What else you got?
Andy?
So we talked about it a little bit earlier. Rex Ryan, certainly his reputation is brash and let's go get a damn snack and all that stuff we see on Hard Knocks. And he rips the Patriots. He enjoys when the Patriots and Bill Belichick are struggling. But he also has a softer, more sentimental side.
Oh.
That's who he is?
Yeah.
Like, he's a difference maker. Sam, he will win a Super Bowl. I mean, I was with him for 8 years. I'm so proud of him.
Cry me a river.
Rich, what's your reaction to that?
I think it's embarrassing.
That was on live TV.
Yeah, imagine crying on the air. Embarrassing.
And then Sam
I can remember somebody who got a little choked up on the air one time.
Besides Rex Ryan?
Radio. Who? Yeah,
it's, yeah, you should, of all people, sympathize with Rex Ryan.
Why?
You get him. I mean, he was with the guy 8 years.
He was a puddle,
You were with the guy 3 months.
Three good months, though.
A blast.
Shows are fun.
It was at least 8 weeks.
You're right. It's embarrassing to
you're
show
like,
that
pull yourself together. You're a man.
You think that's good?
Smack him in the face.
Think that's good for like his Q rating?
No.
Sam, he will win.
Love coming to work every day.
Somebody told him they were out of meatball subs in the cafeteria.
Oh, why is it going to be a fat joke? That's what I was thinking. He's got a softer side and a softer front, too. You know what I'm saying?
He's got to make a foot joke next, too.
What else you got?
Rich?
Well, my guy Baker Mayfield was back.
Okay, we can kill the music
now. Cool with the JT, for the love of God. The Baker Mayfield was back at it. Of course, the Browns got a nice win, a useless win for them over the Bengals.
Was it nice or useless?
It was both. It was, in quotes, a nice win for the Cleveland Browns. And a reporter after the game was asking Baker Mayfield about a report that had come out that Odell Beckham is dealing with a sports hernia.
I'd say that, you know, it wasn't handled right. He's not able to run as well as he should be able to, as well as he knows, and that's frustrating for him. You can sense that's some of his frustration, where that comes from. So it wasn't handled the right way in our training room. So, it is what it is. And so his not 100% is still good enough for us.
But what do you mean? What was not handled right?
I think he could have been addressed earlier on.
He needs to shut up.
Dr. Mayfield weighing in on it.
If you're talking about your injury and you think it wasn't handled right, that's different. You can't be talking about another player's injury and not being handled right.
Now, I would extrapolate that behind the scenes OBJ is saying that.
Oh,
right?
Yeah. No, I'm sure OBJ thinks that Baker's sticking up for him, but it's more.
But I'm saying I bet Baker's even heard OBJ. Like, they screwed this up. They should have handled this right in August.
Yeah. But
I'm flipping around out there. I'm taking all the hits.
And then, like Baker Mayfield always does, he does something and then he has to apologize or so on Twitter.
Oh, yeah, the trainers will be real happy to see him come through the training room door.
Right. So he had said that he wasn't throwing the trainers under the bus and blah, blah, blah. And, you know, after the game, the emotions.
Imagine that.
Blah.
You get, like, sacked next week and you're laying on the field, like, in pain, and the trainers come out. They kick you.
Yeah.
They trip over you. They
fall on your
face.
Yeah,
rub some dirt on
it. Oh, relax.
Yeah, all right.
What else you got?
So everybody except Jermaine Wiggins has now kind of decided that the AB train is probably not chugging back into the station.
Well, the other guy, too. We had a caller who said AB's coming back.
One other guy.
That was part of his whole
might have been Wiggy with
operation.
A voice disguise.
Could have been. Yeah. So apparently even AB doesn't think the AB train is going to chug back into the station because he has begun his new career. You want to hear it?
Sure.
Here we go. But I want you now. Sipping on a Hennessy. I know you missing me. Baby girl, give me some distance. And forget everything that you mentioned. Decisions that you made f***s up. Maybe I'm a player, I'm a pro though. Having one girl, that's a no. Okay, that's not good.
I think it's going to work.
No. I don't think autotune can save Antonio Brown.
No. See, he can sing, though, because remember he did that commercial? Remember the, was it a Madden commercial that he sang?
Did he also did the like Masked Singer.
He was on the Masked Singer, too. Yeah.
Can flat out sing.
It was better than that.
Right. And
well, that's just one track off the new album.
I'd like to see the written lyrics. I'm not sure I heard them all properly, but
he's sipping Hennessy and you're missing me.
Did he address any issues in there? He shouldn't.
That you made
hard to get any of that, decipher that on the radio. It's not the radio-friendly version, I guess.
No.
Yeah, probably not.
I wouldn't give up his... Oh, he doesn't have a day job.
Oh, that's right. He's got nothing to give up.
Waka, waka.
He's all set. By the way, If you missed any of today's show, remember you can listen to the entire program on the radio.com app using the rewind feature. Text APP to 37937 to download. Standard message and data rates may apply. Andy, I know it was such a hardship for you to come in here instead of going into the station tonight.
Yeah, avoiding traffic. I don't know why anybody would want to avoid traffic. It's weird.
Good to see you again.
By the way, they should rewind. I'm funnier the second time.
Is that what people have told you?
Not much. Because the first time's terrible.
Steve DiAssi will be with us tomorrow. We'll talk to William McGinnis tomorrow. OMF is coming up next, live here at Gillette Stadium on a Patriots Monday. Bill Belichick around 5:30. We'll see you tomorrow. Bye.
That's a beer stew. All of it.
Yeah,
Just do it.
That's all, folks.